Basically, what I work with is people getting rid of the blocks where they're stuck. So a lot of people will come to coaching and they want to change a situation, and that's coaching is perfect for that. But sometimes people want to change a long-term pattern, and mentoring really speaks to that because, you know, you speak a lot about the law of attraction and how it works in everyday life. And we really attract everything. We're attracting every single moment that we're breathing. We're attracting what is coming into our life. And really what we're doing is we're resonating with it.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is that we resonate with certain patterns and we have certain belief systems. And so if I believe that I'm never going to amount to anything, regardless of what I do out there, I'm going to prove my underlying belief. So in mentoring, we really work on the underlying beliefs rather than just the situation at hand.
Oh, I see. And now, like with the traditional mentoring, as you are kind of like role modeling and experience, you know, sharing your personal experiences, and with this, it's slightly different.
Yeah, this is really helping to clear the blocks. It's role modeling for just life, but it's really more about clearing underlying belief systems. So, you know, people look at the law of attraction and say, well, how does it work? Well, if we're attracting everything that's coming into our lives right now, how do we change what we're attracting? And we can change that by changing our beliefs.
True that, true that. So how is mentoring different than coaching?
In coaching, I've coached for over 10 years, and people would bring a situation and say, okay, how do I change this? And we would work on how they changed it. What is it that get clear about what they really wanted? How would they get that? And work through the steps of doing that. In mentoring, we begin looking at what's blocking you. In coaching, we do a lot of encouragement. Let's look at everything that's going right. In mentoring, we do a lot of looking at beliefs and looking at what's not working, because most of the time what we do is we kind of gloss over the things that aren't working. You know, okay, this part of my life isn't working, but I'll do 1,000 affirmations today and make it work. I'll push really hard. I'll do all the doing things and make it happen. And we can do that by willpower, but
mm-hmm.
It takes an awful lot of energy. So in mentoring, rather than going that process, we begin looking at the beliefs. What is it you really believe that's bringing these things into your life right now? And let's clear those beliefs rather than covering them over, so that life can be easier and more effortless.
Let me give you an example. If someone says to you they're trying to attract writing a book, okay, they want to write this book, they have this great idea, and they're trying to focus on it, and they're trying to use the law of attraction to get themselves motivated or see the book, et cetera, but they keep coming back and saying to themselves, there's no way I can write it. I've never written a book before. I can't. There's no way I can write it.
Yeah, and that's a really good example, because I actually had someone recently who had that exact same problem. And the first question I asked her is, why do you want to write the book? And she wanted to write the book because it was going to solve her money problems, because people were going to think well of her, because she'd be famous, and all these reasons that had nothing to do with writing a book, had nothing to do with wanting to share what she had learned. So what we did was put the book aside and deal with the money problems and deal with her feeling better about herself and who she was. And by the end of it, what she ended up doing is writing a blog about her experiences and what she was learning as she grew. But she was writing from her heart about something she really wanted to share, rather than writing for the sake of getting something else.
Wow. Well, and how did it turn out? Did the blog turn into a book?
Actually, it's just been going for a month or two. She's
okay.
Really just getting it going, and maybe it will, maybe it won't. Here's the important part. It doesn't matter, because
right.
What she really wanted out of writing the book, she's now dealing with and getting from other sources. So she doesn't need to write the book to do that.
Got it. Cool. Well, good luck to her.
Yeah.